Best Australian Drinking Stories, written and read by Jim Haynes. This book is an attempt to tell the history of Australia's almost 250-year love affair with alcohol, using stories, verse, and some fascinating historical narratives. As far as the historical pieces are concerned, I can vouch for their accuracy. I researched and wrote them all. Alcohol has played a major, quite disproportionate role in the history of our nation since 1769, and I find that fascinating. I also find it quite informative when we come to analyse and understand our national character, legislation and lawmaking, and our social history and accepted cultural attitudes over those 250 years. Researching and retelling the alcohol-related history of Cook's voyages, the First Fleet, the Rum Rebellion, the Mutiny of the 99th Regiment, the Soldiers' Riot of 1916, and the effects of 6 o'clock closing has been an enlightening exercise for me. I now understand just a little better the society in which I grew up. Exploring the impact on our alcoholic history of characters like James Cook, Joseph Banks, John MacArthur, James Squire, William Bligh, Lachlan Macquarie, Peter de Graves, and others has made me develop a true admiration for some of them, a grudging admiration for others, and an understanding of just how wicked and self-serving some of our founding fathers were. Researching the history of pubs in Australia has truly been an exercise in understanding the social history of our nation. When I was a young man, there was a pub on every corner in the CBD of Sydney. Different professions frequented different pubs and each had its own flavour. In my college days, an end-of-term pub crawl started at the White Horse in King Street, Newtown, and progressed down Broadway and then along George Street to finish at the Ship Inn. To finish took a mighty effort, even when we restricted ourselves to one side of the road. Faint hearts didn't last past Central Railway Station. Today, I imagine it would be difficult to become inebriated doing a pub crawl along that same route. The majority of those pubs, including the White Horse, no longer exist. Sydney has truly undergone a reformation of drinking establishments, as have most cities. A parallel reformation has occurred in country towns. In many small towns, pub licences have been transferred and towns have lost their only local pub. For all their faults, these pubs were often the communal heart of the town, and these smaller towns are now rather sad, often dying communities.